Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, this is a common question that we get. I've heard that the brokers trade against me. Is that true?
Yeah. Okay, so the answer is it depends. So some brokers essentially are the market maker. So what that means is when you buy the euro, your broker makes money if the euro goes down and you get stopped out. Okay. However, there is a caveat. If you show that you either one, have a very big account with your broker, or two, show that you make profit over the first month, then your broker will lump you into a group of traders who actually make money, and they will make sure that those traders can't hurt them. In other words, if all of the traders in the A group, these profitable traders, are going long the euro, then they'll go long the euro too in the interbank market to offset those gains that the winning traders are making. So they don't want to be hurt by those traders. So that's how they will operate. So the answer is yes, they are trading against you in the case of having a market maker broker. Now, if your broker is a little bit different and you can see the depth of the market, so you can see the orders on your trading platform, then what they're doing is they're matching up your order with other orders. So in other words, if I wanted to buy 50 million euro against the US dollar, they would have to match me up with a 50 million euro seller, right? And so that's actually where they have their own little market with all of their customers in there, and they're matching those up. So those brokers are not trading against you, but in most cases, your broker will be trading against you. Now, here's the thing. I was just talking about this in a webinar, so it's a timely topic. So basically, it seems like traders want to go with the ECN style broker where they actually are matching your trades up with other traders. It makes more sense. It feels nicer, right? Because your broker's a good guy. They're not trading against you. But here's what we found out with the Franco-Geddon incident where FXCM basically went bust, right? And several other, until the loan shark came in and saved them. But also there was another, at least one more in New Zealand that went bust, and several others, I believe, that went bust because they were ECNs. Why do they go bust? Well, here's why. Essentially, those brokers, they have to make sure that that they push through their orders into the interbank market, okay? Now, the problem with that is when the market moves really quickly, they're not going to be able to do that. Now, the market maker doesn't have to do that because they're taking on the risk. So here's where your account is at risk. If you aren't a scalper, okay, then you probably don't need an ECN. All right, you'd probably be okay with a market maker. And I would, in fact, encourage you to go with a market maker because you probably are going to be in a situation where if the market does move quickly like it did with the Swiss franc, and it has, you know, the tsunami in Japan and September 11th and the GFC and all these things that are going to happen in the future sometime, they've happened in the past, you're probably going to be better off with a market maker. The only time that you might want to go with an ECN is when you actually are scalping and you just kind of like to see the depth and that sort of thing. Otherwise, if you're trading, you know, above the, you know, 4-hour charts and above, I wouldn't even worry about it. That's my opinion. I know it's kind of controversial and people think, oh, you should always go with a broker who's not trading against you and all that. But we do know that those brokers that don't trade against you, they also have a weakness because they have to get into the interbank market quickly enough. Otherwise, they're in trouble. So that's what I would say is it really depends on your style of trading, which kind of broker you should go with. And in most cases, yes, your broker is trading against you.
I see. So the market maker style has more liquidity, essentially? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because they don't... They don't necessarily have to hedge their trades, you know. So the problem with they're not stuck when the market moves quickly. I mean, they're stuck with their winning traders, right? Because those are the only ones that they have to worry about. So it really depends. I mean, you look back at it and you say, well, FXCM basically went bust during Franco-Geddon. Meanwhile, places like Oanda and Gain, they made a profit that day. So, you know, you kind of have to take into consideration, what are you more worried about? Are you more worried about your broker making money off of you, or are you more worried about your broker going bust? You know what I mean? Like, to me, it makes more sense to be worried about the next black swan event, because we know it's coming. There's no doubt about it. There will be another one. It's just, you know, how much money are you going to have with your broker when it happens, and is your broker going to survive that event? So that's kind of how I look at it anyway. Yeah,
I see. That's awesome. Well, that brings up the question also, should you have multiple brokers, or should you have all your money in a broker, or should you take something out? What do you think about that?
Yeah, great question. So here's what I would say about that. I would never put all of my trading capital with a broker, number one. You have 100 grand that you're going to trade. If you have 100 grand that you're going to trade, there's no reason to give your broker 100 grand, okay? So, like, you've got, even if you're in the U.S. where the leverage is slow, what is it at in the U.S. now, like 50 to 1 or
50,
something?
50, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so if you're trading 50 to 1, there's no reason why you need to put all of that money in there. I would suggest... you're not going to get much interest, right? Like in a CD or something like that. You're not going to make, but the reason you don't have it in there is you don't want your broker to go bust and go, oh, sorry, your money's gone. So that's really what you're trying to guard against. So there's a couple of things here. One is you want to split your money up and leave some of it in the bank or wherever you leave it under your pillow or whatever, and then give some to your broker. So if I have 100 grand, I might give my broker like 40, right? Or maybe 50, but I'm probably not going to need to give more than that unless I'm trading like crazy with like 20 open positions at a time or something crazy like that. I'm probably not going to need to do that. And then the other thing is, what about having your money at multiple brokers? That's a good idea too. If you, like, for example, what if you live in the United States where you can't do hedging and things like that? So if you have a weekly chart that says buy the Swissie and you have a daily chart that says sell the Swissie and you want to take both trades, but you don't want to get messed up, well, two brokers make sense too. And some guys, actually, I know, they'll have a different account for a different strategy. So they actually separate it out that way with different brokers. So I think it makes complete sense to have multiple brokers and also to never give your broker all of your trading money. I think that makes a lot of sense. So hopefully that helps some people. Because just because you have $100,000 a trade doesn't mean you got to give it all to, you know, FXCM or Owanda, whoever your broker is.
Yeah, totally true. And if you have $100,000 total, I mean, just because $50,000 is in the trading account, you can still take $100,000 worth of risk, right?
Exactly.
I mean, 2% on that, not the whole thing, but...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for that. That's very insightful.
Okay, thanks. See you later.
Yep, talk to you later.